Leash Leisure Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Leash Leisure, Port Leash and Port Arlington. Leashleisure.ie. Midlands 103.
Hi Niall, here's what's been happening in the world of music. It's been 3 years since Billie Eilish released her second album, Happier Than Ever, which spawned hits like My Future and Your Power. Now, the 22-year-old superstar has announced the release of album number 3. It's called Hit Me Hard and Soft and will be released on May 17th. Taylor Swift's music is back on TikTok. In January, the singer's label, Universal, stopped licensing its content to the platform, meaning any videos with her song had to be muted. It's not clear what deals have been struck, but other artists, including Ariana Grande, are still yet to make a return to the app. The organisers of the Electric Picnic insist the festival is going ahead. Tickets have been sold out for the event, which takes place 2 weeks earlier than normal, so it's going ahead in August 16th to 18th in Stradbally in Laois. However, none of the lineup has been announced yet. As soon as we hear any news of a lineup, you will be the first to know, so make sure to check out the Midlands 103 socials and Midlands103.com.
Nice. You'll be popping along to that, won't you?
Oh, I'm so excited for Electric Picnic. I love it. It's absolutely incredible.
I only went once, and I think it was like in 2007 or 8, so we're talking yonks ago.
Oh, I cried. I cried when I saw Niall Horan. I just thought it was
really?
So nice to have him back.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was like, if the headliner that was meant to be playing the year I was there did appear and didn't have a hurty neck, and I mentioned this yesterday on the show when we played one of his songs, if he had appeared, that would just have been life made, because it was David Bowie.
Oh.
He didn't appear, and the darkness filled in for him, and that was the end of that, and I never got a chance to see David Bowie again. But I digress.
Move on.
Yeah, I've got prizes to give away, but so do you.
I do. So one lucky listener has the chance to win a night at the movies for two. So all you have to do is answer one question and you'll win that. So today we're keeping it very simple.
Mm.
Popcorn, salted or buttered?
Okay, and I hear often you and Carl give your opinion on this, and very rarely do you agree.
Mm.
I go with butter every time.
Salted!
Oh, 100%. I'm not a sweet tooth person, but savoury. Butter is my...
I don't know.
Downfall. It's going to be my downfall, because the old arteries will get clogged up. But yeah, butter every time. I'd have bacon on my popcorn if I could.
Oh, do you know what? Look, salted all the way. So let us know, salted or buttered popcorn? Text your name and your answer to 083 30 10 103 and we'll pick a winner from random in the last half hour of the show.
Mike's been in touch and he says he also cried when he heard Niall Horan.
Oh.
Probably not for the same reasons as you.
Oh, Mike.
We have, of course, you're the presenter of the esteemed Funky Disco on Saturday night. And we have a Funky Disco type tune coming up next. I think you will know this one.
Nice.
That's a kind of a beat the intro there. It's on the way next. Thanks, Shannon.
The Leash Leisure Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Leash Leisure, Port Leash and Port Arlington. Leashleisure.ie. Midlands 103.
Niall, it's time to update your watch list with these movies and series. The trailer for season 3 of Bridgerton is out. Netflix released the trailer on socials with the caption, "Dear reader, this author must inquire, what is the primary force that guides us on our paths? Is it our minds or our hearts? Perhaps we should discover the answer together." Bridgerton season 3, part 1, arrives 16th of May only on Netflix. Is anyone else counting down the days for this, or is it just me? A new lyric video for Amy Winehouse's Tears Dry on Their Own features previously unseen footage of the late singer. Fresh visuals for the song have been shared ahead of the new Back to Black biopic hitting cinemas today. If you have a chance to go and see it, let us know what you think. And if you were listening to Peter Dunne on The Breakfast Show, you would have heard the news that a film based on Monopoly is going to be made, and it'll be produced by Margot Robbie's company Lucky Chap. Her firm, which also worked on Saltburn and Barbie, is working with Hasbro, the board games maker, and Lionsgate. Details about a storyline or release date haven't been given yet. However, check out the trailer that Peter and David created over on the Midlands 103 socials.
My wife is a big fan of Monopoly, the board game. How the heck does that translate to a movie?
Do you know what? It'll be very exciting to see how they do it.
It will be interesting. Exciting? I don't know. I never found Monopoly exciting myself.
Oh, no. I can't play the board game. No.
I always bow out. I get bored very, very easily. Oh, and I called it the sexy show on Netflix, Bridgerton. But this time, it's our own Nicola Coughlan is going to be center stage.
As well-deserved. She is a fabulous, fabulous actor.
So she's gone through a couple of seasons of it where everybody else is having the old whew, and maybe now it's her turn.
to have moving on.
Super happy bedroom fun time for Nick.
Okay. Speaking of fun time, we have a pair of tickets.
Nice segue.
It's for one lucky listener for IMC Cinema. So we're asking the question, salted popcorn or buttered popcorn? Text your name, answer and location to 083 30 10 103, and we'll pick a winner from random in the last half hour of the show.
Interesting as well if you tell us why you've chosen what you've chosen. Elton Conway says salted. Brita agrees with salted. Butter, says Hilda, because I can't stand the taste of salt. Yes, it has a taste, she says.
It does, though, to be fair. It does.
A salty taste.
Yeah. Very descriptive, Niall.
In fairness, but butter can be salty, too, but it's got that buttery goodness. It would have to be butter in my popcorn, says Teresa in Tulliniski and Mullingar. I'm with you there, Teresa, because, you know, it's just got to be savoury for me. But I can't enter, so... Salted or butter, do you agree with salty Shannon or buttery Niall? 083 3010 103. Thank you, Shannon.
Bye.
The Laois Leisure Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Laois Leisure, Port Laois and Port Arlington. LaoisLeisure.ie. Midlands 103.
Niall, it's time for All Things Cinema News, and this is with thanks to IMC Cinemas. This week's new releases are Back to Black, Civil War, and Avishamalayasham. One I am excited to see is Back to Black, the extraordinary story of Amy Winehouse's early rise to fame and the making of her groundbreaking album Back to Black. Told from Amy's perspective and inspired by her deeply personal lyrics, the film follows the remarkable woman behind the phenomenon and the tumultuous relationship at the center of one of the most legendary albums of all times. This movie is screening in all four cinemas in Athlone, Mullingar, Thurles and Tullamore. Next, we have Civil War. Writer and director Alex Garland follows up 2022's Men with Civil War, 2024's most expensive film to date. In the near future, a group of war journalists attempt to survive while reporting the truth as the United States stands on the brink of civil war. This movie is screening in all four cinemas and in the Lux screen in Mullingar and Athlone. Lastly, we have Avishamalayalam, and this movie showcases a family following them as they play Ojo board. This movie is screening in all four cinemas. In other cinema news, tickets are on sale for King of the Planet of the Apes, screening in all four cinemas on May 9th. For more information, check out Midlands103.com, and this is a thanks to IMC Cinemas.
King of the Planet of the Apes. How many Planet of the Apes movies have there been at this point?
I don't know, but you know what?
Yeah.
I think they're quite good, but I'm really, really looking forward to seeing Back to Black. Really looking forward to seeing that.
I've seen mixed reviews on that one, but I've seen some very good and some very odd reviews. And you know, I don't tend to pay much attention to reviews. I go making my own mind up anyway.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I say.
I'm looking forward to it too. And it's going to have a lot of Amy Winehouse music in it. That's a giant plus for me.
Exactly. Plus her beehive. I was always such a fan of that. Always.
Who did it first? Her or Marge Simpson?
Oh, now.
Well, she didn't do it in blue. But anyway, we had a competition running for our cinema tickets with IMC Cinema, and we have picked a name out of the hat that possibly wouldn't fit in a beehive, but it had to be an extra big hat today anyway because of all the entries. And we picked... When you're finished laughing...
We picked Hilda.
Hilda. I think she's in Shinrone. I was messaging her back there, but she didn't come back to me. But anyway, either way... She wanted butter.
Butter. Do you know what? Yeah. Now, butter is lovely. I'd probably just sprinkle a bit of salt on mine, but anyway.
You could use the one cal butter spray. I wonder would that work?
Oh.
Hmm. Probably not.
I guess everyone's going to attempt it now. Go home and buy some popcorn. Or actually, no. Go to the cinema and get the popcorn.
No, get about a quarter of a pound of proper Kerrygold and melt it in the microwave.
bring it to the cinema.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thanks.
Bye.
The Laois Leisure Friday Entertainment Rundown. Thanks to Laois Leisure, Port Laois and Port Arlington. Dive into a world of learning and enrichment with our exciting lessons at Laois Leisure, where education meets enjoyment. For bookings, call 057 864 5800. Midlands 103.